Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've been making the case for a little while that the Commanders should not be trying to find out which quarterback fits Cliff Kingsbury best, but that they should be taking the quarterback they like the most. So if Drake May, because he played for Phil Longo, who ran the exact same offense as Cliff Kingsbury last year at North Carolina, is the best fit for Kingsbury because he's run the scheme that Cliff's going to be implementing. To me, that shouldn't mean you draft him. I think you've got to operate as if Kingsbury could be gone in a year or two. You're going to have another coordinator in here. Maybe they run the same system, maybe they don't. I don't want to pigeonhole myself into and box myself into having to promote from within to keep the same offense. I'd like to, at that point, decide, is Brian Johnson the best option, or is there some hot shot quarterbacks coach somewhere else that I think I can make my offensive coordinator potentially? But this was something that came up almost inadvertently, it seemed like, on an ESPN conversation about what the Commanders are going to do with the number two pick on NFL Live. So you'll hear Mina Kimes and then Dan Orlovsky both in this clip. And we may jump in if we need to, but listen to this. They're having a nice dialogue about the Commanders choosing a quarterback with the second pick.
I don't think the question is which quarterback fits with Cliff Kingsbury, who's their offensive coordinator. I think the question you need to be asking is, how is Cliff Kingsbury going to adapt his offense to suit a rookie quarterback? Because from what we saw in Arizona from 2019 through 2022, there were a lot of flaws. I'll just point to one thing. During that period, Dan, Cliff Kingsbury's offense ranked dead last in the NFL in use of motion. If you aren't using motion in today's NFL to give your quarterback information, to create, we talk about all the time, I know, to create leverage and spacing, I feel like you're lacking in assisting, and that's an oversimplification. There's a lot of factors in that, but I don't think the Washington Commanders should be drafting, thinking about who best suits what we've seen from Cliff in the past.
Okay, totally agree on that point. If we're being honest, the quarterback that best suits what Cliff wants to do is Caleb Williams, just because of the point guard element, catch and throw, and also the ability to run. I do not think that the best, at least plug-and-play person is Jaden Daniels. Jaden comes from a place that they did use a ton of shifting. They did use a ton of motion into LSU. The other quarterback that I think makes a ton of sense, and it's probably not at two, is the guy that you just talked about, Bo Nix. Bo Nix is really a point guard. That's really what he developed to become in Oregon. So I know that's not where they're going to get slotted, but to Mina's point, if it's about Cliff and Washington, those are the two best players that you want to take and just plug and play into that offense.
So there's a lot of different ways we can go with this conversation. I want to go back through just some of the points that were brought up there. First, the lack of motion with Cliff Kingsbury, which is statistical. That's not an opinion, that's fact. That was one of the telltale elements of his offense that I thought was one of the shortcomings of his offense. Jaden Daniels was in an offense correctly in the college game at LSU with Brian Kelly, where they did tons of that, and it gives you answers pre-snap. I think you heard, I don't know if it was Mina or Dan saying this, but essentially motion is used for a lot of reasons. You can use motion to get your receiver into a more favorable matchup. Move him away from a corner that's not going to travel across the formation. Move him over to the other side of the field. You can motion a receiver into a stack or a bunch so that now there's two or three guys. Think about a scene out of the Fast and the Furious where a bunch of cars come together and they protect the car that they want to get away because all the cops are waiting and now they don't know which car they're looking for, right? So like in a stack with three receivers and you're trying to defend areas of the field, now I can get McLaurin open or free release that way. The other thing, though, is most importantly, you motion because if a team moves and defends the motion man in a certain way, it's man coverage. And if they don't, then it's zone coverage. And so for a young quarterback, having little tells like
little answer key
man
there, yeah,
versus zone, who's going to be where, how are they going to drop and sink and defend this, that's the whole answer key. If you're not doing that, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, that is really tough for any quarterback, but especially a young quarterback.
Yeah, here. I mean, watch Miami play for one quarter, and you'll go, oh, we should probably be using motion all the time. Another thing you can do is get your really fast guy kind of a running start. It's not the CFL where guys can line up 10 yards back and sprint straight, but you're sprinting across, and you've got a running start, so to speak, to kind of get up to full speed when you got someone like Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle that'll come in handy. So, yeah, you absolutely need a bleep ton of motion. That's number one. But number two, you're hoping that Kingsbury learned all those kinds of lessons, right? Where, hey, this wasn't successful. Here's the trend line in the league. A year out of the league, studying various things, what college football is doing, what pro football is doing. You would hope that that's something that he's going, or Brian Johnson's in a meeting with him right now going, yeah, dude, we probably need a little bit more motion. Here's why. And maybe that's now kind of gets incorporated. But in terms of finding the fit, which I think is one of the central points of that clip right there, I love your point about we're all kind of doing this blaring talent on the offensive side in terms of football players, defensive side in terms of football players, but on the coaching staff. When you had a defensive coach be at the top of the tree, this is now the Achilles heel of having an authority figure like Dan Quinn or like a Mike Vrabel or like somebody that I think is a pretty good coach. You now have a weakness that's built into your system. I don't count on Cliff Kingsbury being here for any more than two seasons. You know, rain or shine, good or bad. If it's bad, he's going to go. If he's good, he's going to go. I don't care about who fits Cliff Kingsbury best. And I'm hoping they don't either, right? Like, to me, if he's not adapting to who he's got, if he's only lining up out of shotgun when he's got a Drake May or has Michael Penix if they move back in the draft or something like that, it's a mistake. Don't do that.
The flip side to that is, while I'm agreeing with you, I'm going to try to just play devil's advocate to present another side here. The flip side to not caring what kind of fit somebody is for Kingsbury's offense is it obviously inevitably makes their life harder. If he is not going to adjust accordingly, and even if he attempts to, I'm not saying he's going to be obtuse, but let's just say he's done it one way. This is what you hired me.
You hired me, so don't be surprised when I show up.
This is what I do. I showed up. And now you take this player that you actually just think over the next 10 years is the best quarterback in the league. And you're telling him, make it work with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's not quite as good at doing it that way? And with all due respect to him, it's not like it was amazing the way he does it in the NFL.
Yeah.
So if you're getting a B version of him, essentially, when the A version was 15th in yards per play and 22nd running the ball and 7th passing the ball, or I'm just going back to 2021, picking random numbers. But it's not like it was ever a top 10 offense or top 5 in every category. So maybe the thought is, we're not hiring you, Cliff, because we want you to run your NFL version of the air raid that you ran in Arizona. We're hiring you because you've had great relationships with quarterbacks and you've worked really well with a lot of stars. Mahomes, Murray, you could kind of go through the list in college, right? We know that you are able to work with athletes, and we know we're getting one of those, whether that's Daniels or May. At number two, we brought you in here because we want you to bend to them, not vice versa, which is just generally how it should be. But I guess my question back to you would be, if in fact Kingsbury is going to change what he does to help that quarterback, if he's not as great at it as someone else would have been, it gets really hard for them. And then the vice versa, the quarterback, I mean.
Yeah.
The vice versa is, if you are drafting someone who's not a great fit with Kingsbury, and he falls into some of his habits of doing things his way, then them having a great rookie season or getting off to a really fast start in the league gets more complicated and difficult.
Great. It can't be a total disregard. So I don't mean to be flippant about it where I'm like, I don't care. Obviously, there needs to be some thoughtfulness as to the offensive system that you'd like to run, right? You're bringing in offensive personnel to continue something similar, right? In other words, you don't want wild sweeping changes in philosophy, terminology, every single season, which is a Washington staple, right? Where we start over from scratch, a new regime inherits an old guy, and we kind of do the cycle in perpetuity. Now all the gears are lining up this time. New coach, new quarterback, new everything. So there needs to be some eyeball towards what Kingsbury wants to run. Like, for the sake of argument, if he wanted to run Greg Roman's offense, you want a running quarterback. You don't want to draft, you know, the stiffest, slowest Drew Bledsoe type quarterback. Conversely, if you are, you know, air raid Aaron and don't care about running, you draft the guy with the quickest release, you know, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know that's oversimplifying. So there needs to be some eyeball towards it because you want something similar as a system gets passed down over, you know, coaches that are ascending as guys leave to get other jobs. So there needs to be some eyeball towards
it. I guess you could
also... But it's a secondary factor to me.
But you could double down and just say, no, here's why we're going to draft the best fit for Kingsbury's system. Because the reason why we went out and got David Blau and Brian Johnson and the entire staff that we put together is... Mm-hmm. We feel Tevita Pritchard staying around.
Right.
They're going to learn this system. And when Cliff leaves in two seasons,
we're going to keep it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.